rights. Many attendees voiced their frustrations over the actions coming from Washington, with some even questioning the representation at the federal level.
The future of our country is at stake here. I mean, our grandchildren are growing up in a world where they have less rights than we did, and we fought hard for those rights.
I think all parties are just fed up with what is going on, and we're using our voices and rising together.
President Trump is attending the NCAA Wrestling Championships in Philadelphia. He got a rousing ovation when he walked into the arena. The administration will take another step to dismantle FEMA. CBS's Nicole Skanga has learned the agency's employees will have to reapply for their jobs.
The decision impacts thousands of FEMA's core employees, tasked with delivering disaster assistance before and after hurricanes, tornadoes, wildfires, and other federally declared emergencies. Notably, the first responders are uniquely funded through the Disaster Relief Fund, which allows them to operate when disaster strikes through government shutdowns.
The Pentagon is still fuming over the New York Times report that Elon Musk was there yesterday to get a briefing on a war plan against China. CBS's Charlie Daggett reports the Pentagon is going to extraordinary lengths to make sure there are no more leaks, including polygraph tests.
The brief memo referred to, quote, recent unauthorized disclosures, but did not specifically identify the alleged leaks in question. But it came on the day that Elon Musk visited the Pentagon amid reports furiously denied by President Trump and the Defense Secretary and others that Musk was to receive a classified briefing on China.
CBS's Ali Bauman has good news about the Pope.
Pope Francis's doctors say he will be discharged from the hospital on Sunday. He spent nearly 40 days fighting double pneumonia. He was admitted on February 14th with bronchitis that grew worse. His doctors say Pope Francis will need at least 2 months of rest and rehabilitation after he returns to the Vatican.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hi, everyone. Tom Mustin here for the Legal Help Center. If you or a loved one were injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You'll find out if you have a case and how much money it's potentially worth. Call 800-460-3550. That's 800-460-3550. The call is free. The consultation is free. And you can speak with a live agent 24/7. So, if you or someone you know were injured in an accident of any kind, take advantage of this opportunity and speak with a live agent right now. Find out if you have a case and how much money you could potentially get. Call 800-460-3550. That's 800-460-3550. 800-460-3550. Call now. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
The party is over for travelers who brought big stuff on planes for free.
Entire Thanksgiving dinners, Christmas trees, tubas, and skis. No more for Southwest passengers, many of whom have chosen the airline for the free checked bags and the ability to haul big stuff for nothing. Under pressure from investors, Southwest announced this month it's joining the bag fee bonanza that's generated billions of dollars for competitors by charging $35 or more a suitcase. Fans say the new rule will ruin the vibe. Frontier is hoping to cash in by offering customers free checked bags on select flights this summer. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
A group of men in Georgia has set a Guinness World Record for the longest continuous basketball game. They played for 121 hours and 3 minutes to raise money for their Atlanta-based nonprofit, Men Opposing Sex Trafficking. Final score, 13,096 to 12,972. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Clouds thicken for tonight, a low near 30. Cloudy day for tomorrow with areas of rain and a touch breezy. Highs in the mid-40s. Warming up for the rest of the upcoming week. Highs in the 40s to start, 50s by mid and late week. Current temp is 30.
Do To Sturdivant, local news and timeless hits.
WRJN. Well, since she put me down, I've been up doing in my head. I come in late at night, and in the morning I just lay in bed. But Ronnie, you look so fine, and I love how you take this time for you to help me run the healthy dinner out of.
to sleep. Life is for us to keep. And if you're wondering what this all is leading to, I want to make it with you. Time will tell. If you believe the things that I do, and we'll see it through. Life can be short or long. Love can be right or wrong. And if I chose the one I make it with you. I really think that we could make it we
WRJN.
Day one, the hardest day. The day you hear,
this is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day two, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
Jumping in the misty morning fog with all our hearts a-thumping in you, a brown-eyed girl. Radio, standing in the sunlight laughing, hiding behind a rainbow's wall, slipping and sliding all along the waterfall with you, a brown-eyed girl. We used to sing sha-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la, just like that. Sha-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la- You have grown. Cast my memory back there a lot. Sometimes I'm overcome thinking about making love in the green grass behind the stadium with you. My brown eyed girl. We used to sing sha la 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 la. Setting sun.
the waves, the sand. Green-eyed lady, ocean lady, child of nature, friend of man. Green-eyed lady, passion lady, dressed in love, she lives for life to be. Green-eyed lady, feels like I never see.
For 98 years, WRJN has been your home for local news, and we still deliver the news twice each hour and on demand at WRJN.com. You'll find the biggest local and state stories when you log on to the website or access WRJN via the Civic Media app. On the air or on demand, WRJN is Racine's source for news. WRJN. I got flowers. News and timeless hits. WRJN.
Every year, millions of pets go missing, leaving families heartbroken. If you lose or find a pet, Love Lost is here to help. Our Our free, easy-to-use platform uses photo matching technology across multiple media platforms to bring lost pets home. Just upload a photo and quickly search the largest national lost and found pet database. Let's unite to reunite, because every lost pet deserves to find their way home. Register today at lovelost.com.
Cry. I watch them grow. much more than I ever knew. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
It ain't true that your life has kicked you. It's
your mind, and that's all that's tricking you. So step in line. Hey, come on.
News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Michael Wallace. Democrats packed town halls in several cities today to share their concerns about the moves the Trump administration has been making. This woman spoke at a gathering in Santa Clara, California.
We are now looking at cuts to Medicare, Medicaid, and even the canceling of possible research for breast cancer because it's DEI to do research for women. I am so frightened.
Congressman Ro Khanna says he'll hold more town halls in California's red districts.
Not just these town halls, but maybe